2020 came in quite strong, as expected. A record for pork, almost 3 million metric tons, and right at $7.7 billion in sales. Of course, as we all know, China had a big year, although the pace with China is slowing down as we thought it would. But we see a significant rebound going on with Mexico. And Japan came in with significant growth in December as well, 13% over a year ago, which means we're up 5% for the year on Japan. So, yeah, there's some other markets stepping to the plate on pork. Significant rebound in Vietnam and the Philippines, a record for Central America. And I think, you know, South America will come as well. So this broad-based momentum in different markets outside of China is going to serve us well as we go into 2021.
U.S. beef exports finished lower year over year, but ended 2020 with very strong momentum.
Quite happy with the beef numbers in December. Almost 120,000 metric tons, second highest month on record. That brings us back to where we're down just 5% from 2019. The exciting thing is we're starting to see some momentum in markets that were lagging, and in particular, Mexico stands out. That's a really, really good sign because we'd already seen some rebound going on in Asia with Japan in particular, and we're forecasting significant growth in Japan again in 2021. Taiwan as well had a very, very good year, just slightly exceeding the record from 2019. And China, probably the hero of 2020 on beef, we're going to come in at about 42,000 tons exported. And a lot of that has to do with the Phase 1 agreement that was implemented last March.